Welcome back, everybody, to episode 65 of Off the Field Podcast. We are out of the studio once again.
Where are we?
Angel Stadium, doing a podcast from a baseball game. Well, but where have we done podcasts before?
Let's see, I can count the hospital.
Hospital, correct.
We got faded on the podcast. We just got our haircuts.
Oh.
Relax.
That's not what I thought you meant. we also went on the road.
We celebrated the paint job on my car.
Yes, we did a podcast in a car. And now at a baseball game. So we hope all those experiences, you kind of feel like you're there with us.
You know, you see the noises, you hear us react, you know, a part of it.
So right here at my home away from home, Angel Stadium, we're playing the Baltimore Orioles today.
You know, I feel pretty good, especially since you told me there's a nobody on the mound for them.
Yeah, I mean, he's 34 years old. His name's Albert Suarez, I believe. And Reed just struck out the first batter.
Let's go. Which, why do they have Carson Fulmer on the big screen?
That's a great question, because that is definitely a lefty on the mound, and that is Reed Detmers.
Sam, get it together, girl.
So if it gets a little loud at any points, just be warned, because, you know, we are at a baseball game. And the view we are looking at right now, we are at the Modelo patio, which I could have sworn was the Budweiser patio. They must have just changed it this year.
I think they did.
Yeah. And this is like in right field. I'll get a shot for all the visual viewers.
No, you are right, because wasn't there a big old neon sign?
Yeah, it said Budweiser.
Yeah, for sure there was.
Yeah. And currently we have our setup here on a just bar style table, and we're standing watching the game. We'll do this for probably like half of the game, and obviously we'll pick back up when the game's about to end, let you know the results. But yes, playing the Baltimore Orioles, who are 14-7.
They're destroying every team that comes in front of them.
We are 9-13.
A little rough, ain't gonna lie.
We had a terrible road trip.
Yeah.
And let's read the lineups for today's game. I'll do the Orioles first.
Okay.
Because they're batting right now. So we just saw Gunnar Henderson strike out. Allie Rutschman DHing, Jordan Westberg at third, Anthony Santander in right field, Ramon Urias at first. Then we got Cedric Mullins in center, James McCann at catcher, Colton Cowser in left, and Jorge Mateo at second. And Bobo, here's the Angels lineup.
Oh, thank you very much. And we have Chanel leading off, Trout following up, Ward third, Miguel Sano after him, Mickey Moniak, Joe Adell, Logan Ohapi, and Adrianza. We just called him up, right?
Yes, because of the injury to Anthony Rendon, which we'll talk about in a couple minutes.
And last but not least, our boy Neto.
Yep. And so far, is that another strikeout? Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
The ace is alive today.
Two batters, two strikeouts. Like I said, it's probably loud right now, but that'll happen. And let's see if Reed Detmers can strike out the side.
I think he's got it.
Maybe we do this last at bat like we're commentators. Ooh. We are watching a game.
I like that. I like
that. Okay, so I'll be the play-by-play. You're the color guy. Okay, so I lead the commentary. You add in. Okay. So Reed Detmers first pitched here to Jordan Westberg. That will be, if they update it anytime soon.
I think it's a ball.
I would hope it's a strike.
The flag is currently blocking
our view. And they're not updating the ones over there. There's a ball strike and outs counter in front of us, but they didn't update it.
We know it's a curveball.
That looked like a strike from here.
Now that's
we are quite a distance away, but this is what I would think is the best spot for us to do this podcast at an Angel game.
Yeah, we're not necessarily in the pit of people.
Yeah, who's working the graphics today?
Yo, this is bad.
Whoever's doing the ball strikes and outs is way. They don't even have the outs. There's two outs. Reed Detmers struck out the first two batters.
Where are they? What are they doing? Are they in the bathroom?
I don't know.
Gotta be in the bathroom.
I don't know what they're doing. But Reed, I know for sure, has struck out the first two batters. That is clear. And here's his pitch to Westberg. And that's a swing and a miss. I can confirm that is a strike.
You could tell he wanted that. He swung out of his shoes.
Now, the weather out here today, Mobo, not treating us very friendly.
You know what? It worried me just a bit, because we've seen this in the past. You can go into his vlogs.
Yep.
Angel Stadium is, shall we say, the pickiest stadium of them all.
Yeah, apparently we don't have a good drain system, which means when it does rain,
it
doesn't drain, which makes the field squishy like a sponge. And then they cancel the games because of it. But right now, we're just looking to get out of this without allowing a hit, without allowing a run, and not yet. But yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's a walk. Okay. So one man on. There goes the perfect game.
Darn.
But yeah, typically, like most people would think, stereotypically, California, bright, sunny. No, it seems like
we're becoming Seattle.
The start of 2024, at least like 2 days a week, it's gloomy and raining. And it's not downpouring right now. It's just a light sprinkle, very minimal, which is good. But I was worried. And stealing, he's safe.
He stole, but he is safe.
He's safe. He's in there. So now they got a runner in scoring position. It's all right, Reed. All you got to do is focus on this last out.
Don't even look at the guy a second. Don't even pay attention to him. You're just looking at the batter.
Now, while Reed tries to get this last out, we do our weekly home run picks, as you guys know.
Yes, sir.
And last week might have been our most cursed week.
Yeah, it was. I mean, as you guys know, I chose Rendon, and right off the bat, injury.
Yeah, yeah, like 3 days after.
Dope.
Injured.
Dope.
And he says 10-day IL. Who knows how long that'll be.
10 will turn into a month.
I chose Mookie Betts, and I think I sent the Dodgers and Mookie into a cold streak. So, I mean, we love that, but for my home run pick, don't love that.
We do not.
Yeah.
What are you now? Like,
I still won, and you're at two. So it's still 2-1.
Let's go.
Yeah, so none of us gain a point this week, which means we need new picks. Hold on.
Oh.
Little tapper in play. No!
No way!
He still got him. Yeah, okay.
Nice.
Reed almost sold there.
Detmers, you had me tripping, my guy.
Now, we are between innings, so you guys will hear a little bit of music and noise going on while the team switch sides. And I'll wait to tell you my home run pick when it's quieted down a little more. But a good solid inning from Reed Detmers there to start the game. He's been our best pitcher in our rotation this season.
Oh, yeah.
Love to see it.
What did he do? What did he get at his last outing? I think 7 strikeouts?
One of his outings this year, he had 12.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he's rocking a 1-something ERA.
Beautiful. We love to see
that. Love to see it.
Yes.
And it's him and Tyler Anderson that are pretty much leading our rotation.
He is picking it back up.
Yeah.
Right where he left off with the Dodgers. I mean, yeah, I don't even remember what his stat line was that year.
Yeah, dude. I mean, last year we did not get Tyler from the Dodgers.
No, we did not.
Yeah. We signed him, thought we were getting this newfound. He finally found his stud pitcher coming from the Dodgers. And no. But so far this year in 2024, Tyler Anderson has been great. So that's good.
Yeah, so that, and hopefully many more.
Yeah, I sure hope so. And I really hope what you guys are hearing right now isn't too bad. I knew there'd be these complications, obviously, at a baseball game. But hopefully our voices are the main things you're hearing right now.
I'm covering mine just a bit right now.
That's a good idea.
I know I'm not trying to talk too loud because, like you said, the headphone users might get a little surprised with this one.
Yeah, because
I do gotta say though, if you've noticed it, Spidey, it's like a little more muggy now. It's starting to sprinkle a little harder. I ain't gonna lie. You can see it in the air now.
Yeah, I don't know why. California, it just seems like when there's things to do, when I'm not sitting in my house for once, California's like, hey, guess what? Rain! I don't know. It just has like this other force that knows you got plans or something. And here we go. The Angels. Yep. Say it, Mr. Announcer Man.
Woo!
Nolan Shanwell leading off. Kind of funny enough, since we are here, I'm trying to wait for the music to die. Come on, music.
Come on.
That's enough.
All right. Just go away.
There we go. So,
dope.
Nolan Shanwell will start his career, had an on-base streak of about 30-something games.
Incredible.
Which was ended in Baltimore, but not right away. Originally, late in the game, he had a ball to first. It was muffed and juggled, and he ended up being safe at first,
yep.
And they ruled it a hit, which continued his on-base streak. About 6 days later, they changed it to an error. Oh, hold on. Na-na. Oh, one more, okay.
You muffed it.
Huh?
I'm like, you muffed it up.
Oh, I did it a little bit late, but I caught up. but yeah, they ruled it an error, and that erases on base streak, which was messed up because it was days later.
Dude, it's ridiculous they had the right to change it.
Yeah, I know.
It should at least be, I mean, I would say maybe a day, 3 days at most, but yeah. At that point, why?
Yeah, so hopefully we get a little bit of redemption here for Shanwell, but we also need some redemption with our home run picks. I want my home run pick to be in this game. I would love to see home run pick come true right in front of my eyes.
Who are you going
to
choose?
Choosing one of the most obvious ones.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Nelson Trout. I haven't chosen this year yet.
Okay.
So, Trout, baby.
You know what? You're going to go with Trout? I'm gonna go with Ward.
I think Taylor Ward?
Taylor's been killing it lately. I think we've got it.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I'm surprised he didn't pick Sano. I mean, we still want to see him rocket one into the sky.
I mean, he hasn't had, I think his first two came in Cincinnati, the road trip we just had.
Well, let's hope it continues over here.
Pokes it in play. That'll be a ground out. And I believe Trout is batting second.
Yes, he is.
Yep. I know that walk-up song. This is Trout. He's had this walk-up song since last year. Still rocking it. I'm fine with it. This part of the song sounds amazing.
I think he's got to choose a different song, man. He's got to switch it up.
Yeah, a lot of MLB players do that, I notice. They just roll over their walk-up songs.
They don't care.
I would have a new one every year.
Oh, yeah. I'd switch it up constantly, to be honest.
And I don't know why I'm wearing my Ray-Bans. I'm taking these off.
I was about to say, there's a lot of sun in the video right now.
Yeah, there's no sun to block right now. But we got a perfect view of the game. Like I said, I put the shot in, showing you guys where we are doing this from. But we are perfectly able to see the game going on.
I think I see like a couple cup holders where the pitcher's at. But apart from that, I think we're cherry, dude.
Yeah, and you know, I thought going into the bottom of the first, the score button pusher person would finally be at their desk doing
still in
their
the bathroom?
Job. Still nothing, dude. No balls, no strike. That's the only downside. Like, obviously, I was up here like, okay, we'll be able to see that from here. No, because whoever's working it clearly is late.
I think it's 1-1 so far. I couldn't tell with the previous at-bat.
Yeah. So but. I'm very locked in right now because this is my home run pick. So I do want to see if he does it right away. He is pretty good at getting first inning homers as well. It will be a walk.
Beautiful.
If that ends up meaning we score, that's okay. And now, look at that. You hear that? Oh, they got rid of it very quickly. We draw a walk, you get walking like a talking. Now it's your guy.
Oh, my pick.
Now it's Mobile's guy. I just want one of them to come true
and get a hit
live on the pod. That would be sick.
That'd be awesome. Make it happen.
Let's see.
Look at that. He's batting .289. He's got 6 home runs so far and 21 RBIs.
Oh, so we can update the stats, but we can't put the balls in strikes.
That's what I'm saying. You know what stat I want to see updated? This guy's ERA. He's got to let one go. He's got to let one fly right now.
This is his second career start since coming to the Orioles, I believe, since being on the Major League team. But hopefully we rock him. Like I said, he is older. He has spent 7 years in pro baseball, and he's finally getting a shot here with Baltimore.
You know, we wish him the best, but not this game.
Not this game.
Oh, my Lord, that was a horrible hack.
Yeah, that was not the best swing.
That's right. That's what, already 0-1?
I'd love to know, but they are not updating the balls and strikes. I believe, yes, that is 0-1.
Let's just say it's 0-1.
So we'll lock in again, because this is Mobo's pick right now, and it's a foul ball. So 0-2, not quite the spot you want to be in.
You know, I look at the nets that obviously the game of baseball has now had for X amount of years. Mm. I'm trying to imagine a world where there wasn't a net, as in 100 years ago.
No. When I grew up, the nets did not go this far.
How far did the net go?
Like,
it went barely past
halfway,
the dugout, right?
Halfway past. Oh, wait.
Oh, that's going to boop.
Is it out? No. Caught in right field.
Damn it.
Oh, well. Yeah, Taylor Ward hit the ball well, but right out of guy. Mm. That one was kind of hard for us to see because the only thing, hold on, while Miguel Sano gets his introduction, who I would love to see hit a home run like 450 feet.
We want to see, you know what? I want to see him break Shohei's record.
Distance?
Yeah, 472, was it?
Something like that. I've also seen Trout hit a 500 footer here, which they said was 500, but it did not look like 500.
What did it look like, 450?
It was not 500.
You're like, 4?
I remember when the notification came, I was like, really? I was here, so I watched it happen.
Was it by the paint bucket?
It was.
Yeah.
That tunnel we have in left field, it was over the tunnel.
That's a bomb. I don't think that's 500, though.
No, I don't think it's 500. But, yeah, so there's our home run picks right there. We do have Trout on. Both teams got a man on in the first inning.
Oh.
And now.
That's a little inside, so now it's 1-0?
Yes.
1-0.
1-0 on Miguel Sano.
And
I also want to address a comment from our haircut video where somebody was like, I guess we can just throw mics on at a hair salon and call it a podcast. Yes, we can.
You know why? We just did it again.
Yeah. On a podcast channel. Therefore, it's a podcast. And isn't that just a podcast? You are speaking into a mic. Doesn't matter where you do it.
Doesn't matter if you have headphones or not.
Yeah. As long as there's something to listen to and there's mics and
people to see sometimes.
Yeah. Then it's a podcast, bro. So, yes, we can throw mics on at a hair salon or an Angel game or a hospital.
That is high up in the sky, and fell.
Or on the road and call it a podcast. The answer is yes to that.
It's always possible, no matter what.
Yes. Who knows where we'll take it next? If you have ideas where we should take a podcast.
We should hit up Elon, see if we could send us up in a Tesla to space.
Ooh, a podcast from space?
Spacecast.
Spacecast?
Spacecast.
Yeah,
I love that.
Let me just tell my Tesla. Let me ring him. Every Tesla comes with a built-in Elon's phone number. And now we are going to the second inning. Angels did not score this jersey. This was given to Mobo.
Look at this. Look at this beautiful, beautiful gray.
Has never had a pristine Trout jersey.
And now, it's a pretty good one.
I say pristine because I gave him an old one, but the two on it is very faded.
You know what? It's cool, though, because it looks edgy. It looks like I look like one of those art hoes. I love it.
But, yeah, it was given to you by Revis, who gave me the jacket I was wearing in episode 64.
Thank you, Revis, once again. He is somewhere in the ballpark.
We've been told.
We've been told. Him and a certain artistic person. And yes. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an out.
Yes,
one out.
One out. I'd love to see, but the paramedic man is blocking our view.
Now he's mansplaining over here.
He is.
Dude, bro, is letting it out.
Full mansplaining. And let's get to the notes here.
Let's go around the horn, man. What we got?
Well, we talked about our Cruz home run picks. Mm-hmm. We have our ex, Shohei Ohtani.
Our ex superstar? Well, we got a couple superstars.
He passed Hideki Matsui for most home runs by a Japanese player ever.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How long did Matsui play?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay, he was playing when you were watching baseball, right?
Yes, I remember him in the 2009 World Series.
Was he absolutely destroying everybody and everything?
He was the MVP of that World Series, if I am correct.
Damn.
And then he came here to sign with the Angels.
He played with us?
Yes. Didn't last long. I think it was only a year.
No, hey, better than Greinke did.
It's like how people view Angels Matsui or what's another one that was really quick? Dodgers Machado.
Oh, you know what? No, would you say Turner Machado?
Yeah.
Turner Dodger? Scherzer?
Turner Scherzer Dodger?
Ooh.
Those ones that it just looks so weird because it was so short.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And also, another thing with Matsui, obviously he's a Japan legend. Can't believe he's not in the Japan Hall of Fame for baseball.
You would think, huh?
Yeah. Joe Adell looks like he's got this.
Joe?
Okay.
Two hands.
Two outs.
Let's go.
Two outs for Joe Adell right there on the catch. And I really want this son to. I'm going to be here tomorrow as well, but today is podcast day for this game. And tomorrow it'll be back to, you know, a Kleshka vlog.
Oh, yeah.
And
what kind of vlogs you got going? I'm a little curious.
That's it. Well, right now. That's it that I know will be coming out. And I do have an idea about eating food of favorite foods of Dodger players.
Possibly.
Yes. So I'm working on that one. That one's going to be a lot more time because, you know, it's going to take a while.
Not even that. You're going to go fully in depth with these spots. What the hell? I mean, you're going to show off where they're at, what you're going to eat. I mean, could you give us a little scoop?
There's a lot of sushi, a lot of Japanese food. A lot of Dodger players like Japanese food.
I love me some sushi.
Yes, maybe.
Have you ever had Japanese curry?
No, I've never had curry in general.
We got to take you there.
I saw Steph Curry.
When?
Does that count? Like 20 before COVID.
Was he balling?
20 before COVID. It was when Art and I. Uh-oh.
Oh, what's
oh,
that?
Oh, no. It might be 1-0, folks.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
It's 1-0.
Uh-oh. Folks. James McCann. Yep. Damn you.
James McCann just hit a home run.
Wasn't he on the Tigers before this?
Where has he been? I think the Tigers is correct.
I want to say the Dodgers, but I don't think so.
No. I think White Sox.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think he was a Met as well.
James McCann a Met?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of Brian McCann.
No. Brian McCann was not a Met.
Was he not?
I'm about to prove this guy wrong, bro.
Right?
I'm about to prove this guy wrong. What?
Brian McCann was an Astro.
Briefly?
I'm pretty sure he won the World Series with them, I think.
No, you're thinking of Evan Gattis.
Probably, I'm thinking. The janitor?
White with beards? I'm assuming that's who you're thinking of.
Probably.
James McCann, let's see where he played as he just put me and Mobo into a little bit of sadness right there with the solo home run.
It is now, what, 2-0?
No. Was there a man on for that?
I don't know.
I would love to know if they would update this.
Nothing is getting updated in the stadium right now. We're seeing all the ads go through. Absolutely no score update, no pitch count, nada. It's 0-0 right now.
Yeah, so technically we can pretend like that home run never happened.
It didn't count.
I was correct. He was a Met. So
wow.
Tiger, White Sox, Met, and now Oriole.
How long was he in the Mets for? 2 years?
2 years. Something tells me he's going to leave Baltimore after this year. 2 years with the White Sox, 2 years with the Mets, and now this will be his second year with Baltimore.
Is that pretty much how it goes with, like, you gotta give me some insights. Is that pretty much how baseball players kind of go? They spend X amount of time when they're first brand new, and then they just kind of team hop?
No, I'd say if you're mid below average. Every player that starts in his rookie year should be under contract with that team for six seasons.
I was about to say, it's 6 years.
That's why we had Shohei for 6 years. Unless you work out a contract extension, then they go somewhere and break your heart.
You know, for a lot more money and then don't want that money up front.
Yeah. So McCann, I looked it up for you. Atlanta, Yankees, Houston, Atlanta. So you're right about Houston.
Okay.
Oh, and was he on that World Series team?
Let's see. Like he might have played in the World Series.
He was on that World Series team.
He got a ring?
The ones that, bang banged.
Oh, there's one right here. I should hit that right now. Yeah,
it's a little out of shot right now. But, man, I would love if the score would update.
Yeah, nothing's happening, guys.
Yeah.
We know it's the second inning?
Yes, it is. I do know that. It is the second inning.
We know just that,
and it is 1-0. Luckily, my phone and the MLB app are more up-to-date than the live stadium.
Oh, that is a drop third strike.
They got him? Oh, yeah. They're throwing it down.
And he did not even run, no, guys. He just looked at it like...
That was weird. He stopped like a quarter of the way for some reason. But another fun thing that we were kind of hoping today was that Jackson Holliday would play.
You know what? I hope we see him in the pinch hit opportunity. Be cool to see him hit a home run. We don't want that to happen, though.
Yeah, his MLB call-up and MLB journey have been...
kind of a rough one, right?
Very rough one. He only has one hit. That first major league hit that everybody saw on social media and everywhere else. That's the only one.
Hey, you know what? I even think Cap could get two hits.
I don't know about that. It is pretty hard to hit in the major leagues.
Cap, text me. You know. He got it.
But, wow. Are you seeing what I'm seeing right in front of us?
Yo, that's a random-ass jersey, and I've wanted – oh, my God, bro. He knows how much I love this.
To prove it for you guys.
This pitcher that we had, guys.
Hopefully this guy doesn't sit down.
Oh, my God, it broke my heart.
There we go.
It broke my heart when he left because he could have been so good.
There is a man with a Noah Syndergaard Angels jersey right in front of us. You don't see that. He must have – the trade must have broke for Syndergaard or signed. We signed him.
No, I think, yeah. We signed him for a year.
We must have signed him, and the guy must have bought the jersey right away.
I would have, too. I didn't do it.
So, yeah, that's wild to see. And if you want to send us submissions to our account, which we should start being more active on, random-ass jerseys.
Random-ass jerseys, guys.
Then send them. Just any random-ass jerseys you can think of, send them our way. I'll probably post that one, because why do you have a Noah Syndergaard Angels jersey?
We gotta ask him what was the inspiration behind it.
True.
Maybe it was a custom. Who knows?
Could be. And I am starting to feel that sprinkle a little bit more. Are you?
My glasses are fogging up quite a bit.
Yeah.
And might I say, though, he balled out, because he has that special jersey with the faja.
He also, he has the
patch, right?
The Angels circle patch on the side.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I see it. Mickey Moniak!
Muska, Mickey Moniak!
And Mr. Moniak is a tourist like your boy. And not only me, a bunch of the people in the softball crew, for some reason...
How do you know that?
April birthdays.
How do you know Mickey Moniak's birthday is in April?
No, it's May 13th, a Taurus.
Oh, how do you know it's May 13th? They have it up there somewhere?
It was up there. It was up there, but they now took it off. He's batting 156?
Yeah, I mean, our lineup ain't that hot, bro.
Besides the first couple people...
Oh, that's true. No, it's not.
No, that was disgusting. He caught it. He caught it on the line.
Wow.
Nah, bro, we cannot get one.
Ramon Urias just robbed Mickey Moniak.
See, the Orioles? Becoming menaces of society.
Yeah, it's not good. That would have been our first hit. Oh, wait, we're updating. We are updating now.
Oh, my goodness, guys.
They already have the one out, the one that was just made, finally. Yep. So it looks like whoever's job that is finally arrived. They finally clocked in.
Now,
just like Javier. You see him on the way in today? Or wait,
yes,
we drove together.
You know what? You got to remind me to make sure to send you that video, that like snippet I got. I got him kind of going like...
Yeah, you did take a video. You said Javi's favorite quote, which is...
Hi, friends.
No. Hello, friends.
Oh, hello, friends.
Hello. Like H-E-W-O.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
No, they didn't do it that time. I know. They like mix it in.
So
it's weird.
Let us know in the comments if you guys like this. We're trying to make halos a thing.
Yeah. So they started it last year with like the Freddie Mercury in what's
Live Aid.
The Live Aid concert, you know, where he goes like, hey-o, hey-o, and then, they started that last year. I think it was last year. It might have been 2 years ago.
Nah, you're right. I want to say it is last year.
Yeah, and then this year, they're trying to do it, but halos.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Oh, one moment.
Yes. Oh, my bad.
One more.
Home run. Okay, another one. The last one was a little bad by me.
But I want to say, you know what? I like both of them. I would honestly just stick with Hey Lowe's, though.
Yeah, I know.
Instead of Hey Yo.
They, like, can't pick. Because last time when I was here with Fireball and Cap, they did the regular Hey Yo. And then Fireball's like, where's Hey Lowe's? And they did it later.
Hey Lowe's.
But, yeah. And Mo was not wrong about Softball Crew April birthdays.
Dude, we're in a rapid fire of
Jodell down the third baseline. Safe. Come on.
No! Challenges. You know what? Would you?
He was out, I think.
I don't know,
man.
Yo, yeah, he's out.
Damn.
My name is...
Look at this backpack in front of us. Do you see this backpack in front of us right now?
Dude, somebody is wearing a Krabby Patty, guys. Yeah. A Krabby Patty.
It's literally a hamburger backpack. Like
Krabby what do you see? Backpack. I see cheese. Lettuce, I see lettuce.
Onion. Tomato.
Burger.
Just a burger. It's a burger. Oh, it's cheese. Burger. I see cheese.
There it is. Oh, on a sesame seed bun.
Okay. Now, Logan O'Hoppy. Love this man.
Hot. Super hot.
Yes. He hit a Grand Slam opening day. We were all there. That was epic. Of course, like I predicted, because it always happens, we'll fight and we always lose.
And let me tell you, that was the biggest tease ever. I think we've seen in a hot minute.
Yeah. It's not fun being an Angel fan, trust me.
A lot of teasing.
There's probably very little fan bases besides us that have it worse. The A's.
The Mets are a hot garbage.
They, the Mets, no, they turned around.
They did?
They took two.
Oh, the no-hitter is gone. Hoppy. Ladies and gentlemen, Logan O'Hoppy has busted it open.
What's this, WWE? He's busted open, JR.
Oh, come on. Rock with me.
Who's up? Adrianza. This might be his MLB debut.
Yeah, maybe. Let's go.
I'm not sure. But
I like his music already.
Okay. Come on. What were we talking about? it's easy to get this. Oh. The Mets. They took two from the Dodgers.
Oh?
They're also positive. I think they're like 12-8 or something like that.
Now they turn it around?
Yep.
Incredible.
White Sox fans, they're not too happy right now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It's high. Is it gone?
No way.
Is
it gone? Got caught, I think.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, I got caught. Damn it. Hey, you know what? He had a good hit. That was good contact.
That was one pitch for Adrianza. The guy just got here.
Just got here, and he's already shaking their boots.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, but yeah, April birthdays, if we ever get around to this topic. We probably will right now because it's between innings.
All right, so I'm probably going to get this wrong right out the gate. Is the first one Chartreuse?
I believe Chartreuse is the day before you. April, so tomorrow.
No. No, mine is the 29th.
Oh, sorry, day before Shortsy.
Shortsy.
So Chartreuse's birthday is literally tomorrow as we film this.
So then tomorrow, then Shortsy.
Then Shortsy.
And then after Shortsy, yeah. I want to say...
No. Jasmine's the day before Shortsy?
Yeah, Jasmine's the day before me, I think.
Oh, before you.
28?
28, I think.
I think she's 28.
Yes, because I just did the softball franchise, and I asked her for her favorite number, and she said 28 because of her birthday. So, yes. So, oh, would you look at this? Look who's here.
Oh, my God. Guys, get in this. Get in this right now.
Art, everybody. Join us.
Whoa.
Up in the middle.
What's Whoa. Up?
Do you know what we're doing right now?
What are you doing?
What are you guys doing here?
This is live off the field at a baseball game.
Podcast?
We're here.
That's
bro.
Right.
What the hell? This is at Who the does? Fuego. Who does this? Only these two guys. You guys better subscribe, like it,
like
share it.
It,
repost it on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Art, could we ask you for a favor?
Yeah.
So obviously we're live doing the podcast right now.
You guys want food?
I was gonna say a beer and I'll Venmo you.
Okay, yeah.
So right there, some
take my black Amex.
Yeah, it's good. Okay.
No limit. No limit whatsoever.
This is a black card.
You know me.
Michelada.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll take the same.
Michelada.
Oh yeah.
And we'll do a big cheers.
You know what? Micheladas. Get one for yourself.
You're gonna get two.
Make him get three.
Send Ravens.
I'll send Ravens. All right. I'll be back. Be a run.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
You know what? You are an American hero.
I believe they are up in the second to last fridge. Yes.
Oh, and, you know what? If that's the case, give me an 805.
Not the Michelada Club. Has changed his mind from...
I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I thought we were in Dodger Stadium for a second. I was expecting a full Michelada. I didn't think it was the canned Michelada.
No, they are. But you can, I think somewhere you can get like the cup of Miches.
You know where I want to go that I haven't? Is that bourbon corner here in Idris Stadium. The Johnny Walker corner or the brewery X-Spot?
Oh, that's right there. I can see it.
Yeah.
I've always
wanted to go there because I know they have a full bar
going. It's like a restaurant.
We got to go one day.
I'm down.
I think it'd be good food.
I'm down.
Usually the food here at the Big A, not to our own horns, it's pretty solid. We have a lot better food than other.
It's okay.
I don't know, man. It's okay. I mean, I'd rather eat here than Dodger Stadium.
I mean, Helmet Nachos. Wonderful rock right by us.
Come on,
Noble loves rocking Helmet Nachos.
You can't beat that.
Speaking, by the way, I also don't want to not include him. Rivas,
come say hello.
This man right here. Come on, man. Say what's up. Big fan, big friend.
This art's homie Rivas right here.
He's the one that blessed me with this jersey right here, as you guys can see. Look at this Trout jersey.
Hey, hold on. Let me get your thoughts really quick. So we're down. Okay, we're down 1-0. Typical Angels, right?
Come here.
So, do you think we're tying this up in the next three innings?
Yes, we are. We're winning this.
Who's hitting the RBI?
3-1.
3-1?
Okay. Home runs?
Oh, Hoppy.
Oh, all different.
Hey, by the way, what'd you think of our call-up right now? That was great contact, wasn't it?
It was.
I honestly thought it went out for a second.
Yeah, me too. It's hard.
I can't see from here because it's blocked up. It's restricted.
Yeah. As soon as
I thought it was going to go.
As soon as it starts dropping a bit, me and Austin are like, did it get caught?
That's the bad thing about it.
Yeah, it's hard to tell being all the way up here. But it's only 1-0. It's not that bad.
I don't think it's that bad. What's your opinion so far of the team? Let's get an inside scoop.
The bullpen's going to give up four.
Don't
say that. Why are you starting with this? Don't make it.
Because it's happened all season long. That's why.
It has.
Our starting pitching hasn't been terrible, honestly. Detmers has been an ace. Yes. And so is Tyler Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else? Soriano, his last one. Did he start in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
How much you give up?
I don't know, he went like six without scoring this.
Okay.
Six without?
Oh, thank you, Arturo.
Oh, my goodness.
There's an 805? No 805.
No, I'm gonna write a letter to Artie right now.
Okay, so Art, since we've asked everybody else, home run prediction.
Jackson Holliday.
Off the bench?
You think
off
a pinch
bench.
Hit.
Off the
first
bench.
First career?
Eighth inning, he's going to hit for Urias or whoever's playing in his spot and hit a home run.
So when you guys walked up here, the topic we were discussing was April. That was loud.
That was in no man's land?
Nope. Trout's got it.
Oh, no. Trout's there. Nice. He's got it.
I hope he wins a gold glove this year. Is it still baffling to you that Mike Trout has never won a gold glove?
He got robbed like 4 years ago.
Bro, if it wasn't for Adam Jones and Kevin Kiermaier existing, Mike Trout would be a multiple... Did Gerard Dyson take one from him?
From the Royals, right?
Yeah.
No way he didn't get one.
I think he got one.
What?
My goodness. But, everybody has a different guy to homer tonight.
Who do you got?
He said Jackson Holliday.
Jackson Holliday. Off the bench.
Right, dude, you're such a ballsy guy for picking that
I got Mike Trout. He's got Taylor Ward. We called Rivas in. He has Logan Ohapi. And you got Jackson. You got the only Oriole. Friend on our downfall.
Why are you trying to be like Shorts? You're trying to be so different.
Oh, don't ever compare me to that fella.
We'll do a little cheers right now.
Cheers to...
Thank you, Arturo.
The man.
Hey, the boys got Modelos.
Oh, yeah. The boys with the Del.
On the Modelo patio.
Hey, one trip to Mexico, you like micheladas.
Hey, they make them good, these ones. These ones are really good. If you're over 21.
Of course, guys. Don't be inconsiderate and irresponsible.
Modelo chelada. Highly recommend. Have you had the... What's the orange one?
Mango?
Mango, yeah.
Mango or naranja, because there's two.
They might have them.
I've never had that one.
Oh, it
sounds
so good.
Mango sounds good. Always.
The mango one's really good. Yeah, it's a little spicy. Yeah.
We are big fans of Mango Cart.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, do they have Mango Cart?
Not here.
Not here.
He didn't have talk hands.
But talk not here, huh?
Not up at this one?
No, not up here. I know down.
We're talking to a fellow Angel fan right now.
For sure.
Yeah, he's letting us know where to get the Mango Carts.
That's just clean.
I got it.
See, this is what you'll get when you're live at a baseball game. You never know who you'll be.
You just make friends with people. Just be nice.
But we were talking about April birthdays in the softball crew.
Bro, we have like five of them coming up.
Dude, that's what I was telling the fans. It's boom, 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 boom.
Fly out. Rivas, fly out. Fly out.
What grounder?
Happened? Grounder? Single. Damn.
I literally told my mom today, I was like, we have like 4 or 5 April birthdays coming up like this week.
Chartreuse is tomorrow, I believe. I believe.
I'm going to go back to my archives on stories and see which was birthdays are birthdays, bro.
Hey, hey, for all the April birthdays, you can't blame people that aren't in the April birthdays like us because there's so many of
there's
them.
There's like 24, 26, 28, there, like okay, 29.
So if I'm correct, Chartreuse is tomorrow.
Okay.
Then Shorts is the next day.
24.
The 24th.
It's then 25th, isn't it?
No, 24.
24.
I thought his birthday was on Wednesday.
That's the 24th.
Oh. Okay. Wait, what the hell happened?
I believe it was supposed to be a double play, but it was a fielder's choice.
Was he safe, though?
No.
Exactly. Challenge. That's what I'm thinking. Challenge.
I know they're saying NFL referees, but challenge. So then, yeah, Shorts, he's the 24th. Then Jasmine is the 28th. And then he is the 29th.
The best of them all. No, I'm kidding.
And I will say I already have birthday gifts for him.
Huh?
We're challenging. Wait, 2-0. Oh, wait, Rivas. Did a run score if that is safe? How's it 2-0?
Wait, no. Run it back. They're about to play the replay.
Yeah, I know, but how is it 2-0?
We're about to find out. Oh, look.
Yeah, I see that. Out. The guy's out.
Yeah, out. Out.
But how did the second... So...
Oh, yeah, he's out by a mile.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out, was there a run that scored on that and will be reversed? Because it says 2-0. I don't know how the second run came in.
I don't know either. I'm a little confused. I ain't gonna lie.
Let's see. I think.
Oh, yeah, Cheyenne's birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah, I told you. Yep. Yeah.
I have to go look at my archives.
Yeah. See, I'll say this so though. Yes. If this is not overturned, so it is still 1-0.
Let's go, baby.
Okay. If that's three outs.
That is three outs.
Good. I was very confused.
I was a little worried too. I ain't gonna lie.
So yeah, I already have birthday gifts for Bobo. I already have birthday gifts for Shorts. So I'm set.
Dope.
And I think you're really going to like yours. You'll get it next week on the pod. Because it'll be... Wait. One of the...
Oh yeah.
Depending on when we film, it could be on his birthday. It's up to him.
You know, it's crazy. I got my day off from work. We have floating holidays. And apparently, you could use that for your own birthday.
What is a floating holiday?
So, floating holiday, for those about to work... Taylor Swift to Beyonce, motherfuckers, come on.
Sorry, Mobo's distracted by the in-between.
Sorry, games. Taylor Swift, Beyonce, it's Beyonce all day, every day. Anyways, so a floating holiday, guys, real quick. Basically, a company can pay you out for the day to have the time off if it's something that I forgot like the term. There's a specific term for it.
I don't know why you're looking at him because I just asked him and he said he doesn't know what that is.
So basically, it's like, okay, it's for those that want the day off that they can't like celebrate it. So for example, not everybody celebrates Hanukkah. I would put it in to say, hey, I'm Jewish. This is my religious holiday and you can use it for that.
The world doesn't celebrate your birthday?
No, can you believe that?
Also, like, yeah, I can. If I work there, I can ask for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. And then you could.
Man, so I would love to just see some Angels action while we're doing this. We told everybody at the beginning, we'll probably do this for about 5 innings, you know, get the normal length of one of our podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll update at the end of the game. But right now, down 1-0, my boy, Zach Neto, leading off.
Let's get it cracking.
Come on now. If you guys don't know the story of Zach Neto and I was on the field, he recognized me. Not me recognize him. He knew who I was.
And all of us, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, by the story, me that day, but what he said basically means he knows all of us. Because he was like, Dodger Broom, Spidey, you're Spidey. I was like, you're Zach Neto.
He was a fan of us before we were a fan of his.
Yeah, he was. I just fan of us before.
I love how he hit in the video the, Spidey!
Yeah.
Like every fan he we almost, meet he always just hits us with that.
He almost just broke Bo Porter's leg by hitting a liner foul.
Yikes.
How are the Dodgers? Are you guys playing today?
Nah, we're off. We play the Nationals tomorrow.
So we talked about our home run picks. I think it was our most cursed week of home run picks. He picked Rendon.
And he got injured. Not surprising.
I picked Mookie. You guys had your worst week all season.
We lost all 3 series.
Can you continue choosing a Dodger, please?
Well, I chose Trout tonight. And
oh, no.
He'll be coming up in this inning.
We're cooked, buddy.
What'd you say?
It's happening.
No, that's not what he said. Oh, that's another hit.
That's a base hit for my boy Neto.
Nice.
Love to see it. Let's allow a little more room for Arturo to come in right here.
No.
That way we can all be a little closer so we don't look like just little floating heads at the bottom of the screen.
He has a torso, guys. He has a torso.
Yes. Now, Shanoel.
I think this is pretty cool. Like a podcast at a game.
Yeah. We also addressed the fan who left a comment on the haircut one, saying, oh, we can just put mics on and call it a podcast at a hair salon now.
And yeah, we can.
And damn right we can.
Damn
you know
right.
What?
Damn right.
This is America. This is free. I felt free waking up today, guys. Did you feel free? Do you feel free?
I mean, yes. Yes, I do, of course. Oh, what just happened? Did we bunt? And I thought we bunted, I believe, or he swung and hit the equivalent of a bunt.
Either way, we moved Neto over to second.
Either way, we took a break in the topics because it's my home run pick.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Trout. Let's see. He's got a runner in scoring position. Here, okay. I like this walk-up song. All right. Okay. All right, here we go.
I don't know the song. I don't remember.
Neither do I, but I like the vibe.
I know T.I.
T.I. Yeah. Now, Mike Trout, with one runner on in scoring position. Let's go back to the commentary style. Now that all the stats, when we started, by the way, the ball strikes and outs were not, were you seeing that?
Did you also see that they messed up on Reed Detmers' name?
Yeah,
yes. It was Carson Fulmer. Carson Fulmer. Yeah. Yes, Mobile pointed that out. So here we go. Mike Trout up to play. I'm going to try like 1960s. Mike Trout swings and he misses that one. That makes it all. That's a 1-1 count here with one out for Mike Trout in the bottom of the third inning. Angels trail the Baltimore Orioles.
Let's see if they can get something cracking.
Yes, the crack of the bat from Michael Nelson Trout would be stupendous in this moment. Here we are. Here's the pitch delivered, and Trout swings through that one.
What a heck of a swing.
This is 244 batting average.
244, wow. Yeah. Hopefully I was hyping up right there. We'll hype up Michael Nelson Trout.
I believe that was future of the future.
We don't need a home run. Just a simple hit in an RBI would do the trick, Michael. That is very high. That is about a head higher than Mike Trout.
You know what song I did not know was future?
What?
I'm on that good juice and applesauce. That was future.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That was him, Drake, and Lil Wayne.
Wow. What a combo.
What
that's
a
outside. Play. So just like that, it's a full count to Mike Trout.
That's a dangerous.
Oh, here we go.
Come on. Clap. Clap. Clap.
Root for the Angels, Clap your hands.
Hell no.
Just cheer for Trout. Just Trout.
Hell no.
Hey!
Nobody
yo.
Can hate Mike Trout, bro. And?
And foul.
Okay. All right. We're still alive. I feel like we're in the 1960s now.
Now.
Oh, yeah. It's a finger snapping tune.
Tequila.
Modelo.
I saw a video on TikTok, and it's somebody performing tequila at a, like, high school talent show.
Wait.
Gotta love it.
Ah, and Trout goes down. Swing.
I don't love that. We do not love that. Stop laughing.
I hate this guy.
Shut up.
Oh.
Hey, shut up.
I can't believe this guy.
240 guy.
Okay. All right, buddy. Don't make me curse the Dodgers again, bro.
Curse them.
I'll do it again. Lost the series to the Nationals. The Mets? Garbage.
Who else is it? Those three.
I don't know.
Cardinals,
I'm not the Dodger
Mets.
Fan. I don't watch you
Cardinals,
guys.
Cardinals, Mets,
Nats. Cardinals, too. Wow.
Damn, you guys suck.
I would hate to be a Dodger.
There's only something worse than being a Dodger fan. An Ace fan.
Yeah, sorry, Ace. Hey, I am excited to go to Sacramento, though, when they do.
I heard you're going to make the pilgrimage over there.
To Oakland?
Yeah.
That'd be cool, at least
worst
once.
Worst case scenario, I'm going to that Dodger-Ace game.
Yes.
Now, question is, are you going to be driving up? Are you going to be flying?
I'm driving up there Sunday morning, coming back Sunday evening.
You're only going in and out for the game. That's it.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, Taylor Ward. Right in Anthony Santander.
I would have dropped that.
And Neto is stranded. That's three outs. Man.
Damn.
So another fun fact, not so fun fact. None of us have seen the Angels win this year in person.
I'm
screw you.
So far.
Rivas is like 0-6, bro.
Oh, my Lord.
Rivas, I'm sorry for that one. I'm 0-2.
I think I'm still right. Yeah, 0-1 because I only came opening day.
Opening day.
Yeah. I'm 2-0.
Oh, when they lose, it's a win for Art. Okay. I don't like this guy. This guy's trying to be public enemy number one. But he did get us some beverages, so make some for it.
I love this song, guys. Oh my God.
Now, I will be here tomorrow, like I said. That'll be Klitschko Vlog style, not off the field style. And hopefully Jackson Holliday will play in that game, unlike today.
Bobo is trying to vote on the song of the night right now.
No Swift. I'm not a Swifty. I'm kind of a Swifty, but not really.
Look what you did. Now, off the field, it's going to become a target of the Swifties, and they're going to destroy us.
You know what?
Oh, no, I voted for it on accident.
This guy. Great.
Swifty, guys.
Guess you are a Swifty. Look, we're on your side.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Rapid fire right now. Best Taylor Swift song that you like. Go.
I don't listen to her.
One. You. There's got to be one song from your childhood.
I don't know. The Romeo and Juliet one.
Oh, Love Story. You?
He's 22. Blank Space.
Never heard of that. There's one song that I know of her that was like her first hit song. What was it called?
Oh, You Belong With Me?
You Belong With Me.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I got you that one.
Art should definitely be a singer after that.
Yeah. You know what? Why haven't we karaoke'd it? Me and Fireball go all the time, and yet we don't invite anybody.
You and Fireball go karaoke'ing all the time?
Yeah.
And I don't get an invite?
It's Fireball. I blame it all on Fireball Jimmy. Go follow him on Instagram.
Another thing I want to talk about, speaking of all these days and birthdays, this day we are here at Angel Stadium is April 22nd, which is Earth Day. So happy Earth Day.
Hey, happy Earth Day, guys.
We got a cloudy day in sunny California.
I know. The Earth really said, let me show you all my features today.
So I got a fun fact talking about weather.
It's rained more in Southern California than it has in Seattle so far this year.
Wow.
No way.
You said we were like Seattle.
I said like? No, we are becoming Seattle.
We took their power.
I like it. I like it.
I don't enjoy it. No. I know Art wasn't too happy. Like, I don't know what got canceled for you, but you were posting on Instagram.
What got canceled?
If you don't want to share, you don't have to.
Is it an X-rated topic?
No. I was going to go to the beach.
I mean, you can go to the beach in rain. Yeah. It's not as fun. But.
You know what it is? It's like it's gloomy, though. It's cool. It's, like, edgy. Like, why are you at the beach when it rains? Why do you care?
Do you remember that one time, this was when I was in college still, when it snowed at the beach?
What?
This was, like, 2019. I left college early that day to go see it.
Snow.
At the beach, yeah. That was a crazy day. We don't get we can get a lot of that if we just go to the right place. Like, if I just drive up to Big Bear, I can see snow.
You know, it's still crazy to me how Cisco, I think one of the weekends before softball, he told us that it was snowing by his pad. And keep in mind, he lives around Indio, where it's like 120 degrees, 115.
I remember that on his story.
Shit is ridiculous.
So, not only is it Earth Day, April 22nd, our 10,000th game ever for the Angels in our existence is today. On Earth Day. We got a patch for it. I'm currently wearing mine.
I got a little pen.
Here you go.
You got it in the little bolsita?
I'll show everybody.
I got it in the little bolsita. Look at that.
Here, let me get it to focus. And back it up a little bit. Just a tiny bit. There you go. All right. Yes, 10,000th game ever. I know Art is not going to hang on to that. I know
he's
that.
He's going straight to Cheyenne.
Yeah, straight to
Cheyenne. Oh, come on.
Chartreuse. That's pretty much where every Angels giveaway goes for you, huh?
Yeah, if she's not here, she's getting them.
Hey, any other one you go to, give it to me.
If you're not here?
Yeah, what if you're here?
Well, then I get two.
The giveaway that I definitely got multiple of, I still have multiple, is our calendar from opening day.
Might we say that might be the best calendar we've had?
Pretty solid.
It's a pretty good one.
But for some reason, a lot of people didn't want it. A lot of people left them behind.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with our fans.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was opening day, too.
Yeah, it was opening day. I don't get it, but yeah, it's strange. And hopefully, right here, I see no outs with one on for the Orioles. And this better not turn into a big inning. Reed Detmers, I need you to ace it up right now.
We need to get him out now.
Let's see what we got. Pop up.
Out of play.
Is that into the crowd? That is into the crowd.
And it's still jumping. And an Angels fan catches it. Let's go.
And I believe we can confirm now, we can 100% say that Mobo and I will be in Cleveland this year.
Yes, we are. Ladies and gentlemen, we have locked down a shed.
A shed.
We have locked down a shed to sleep, bathe, and eat in. And not in that order at all.
But we did get our Airbnb. We have got our Airbnb.
We do.
So that is locked in. We will be there April, August. 9th through 13th. Hold on.
Just a ways away.
Oh, my goodness. No. Oh, wait. Oh, okay. I think it would have been a fielder's choice either way.
That scared the hell out of me.
We're good. Either way. What is with second base here in us, bro? Rengifo making a ton of fielding errors. There was one right there for Adrianza, but he still made the play. Stayed with it.
It's important.
But, yes, Cleveland. That is the only stadium that I have booked for sure. 100% will be there. And that is August 9th through 13th. We'll be seeing the Bananas on the 10th.
Plátanos. Los plátanos.
Plácata.
So Savannah Bananas play.
Plácata, plátanos.
Oh, my God.
Holy
look at that
shit.
Thing. Thank goodness that was foul.
Yo, I'm sorry. I'm not a hater, but that kid missed that ball completely, brother.
That's why you bring a glove to the game.
Bring a glove, yeah?
Yeah, bring a glove, kid.
Yeah, bring your glove.
I don't know if you want to talk. Where's your glove?
Excuse me, where's your glove?
Currently supporting my camera.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, we'll fly in on the 9th.
Oh, my God,
he's
bro.
Got it. He's got it. He's got it. We're chilling. So that'll be two outs? Two outs.
Dos.
The 9th we fly in. The 10th we see the Savannah Bananas play at Progressive Field.
Which, honestly, I'm very stoked for because, I mean, it's gone through like two names already, right? I know it used to be Jacoby Field, right?
I've only known it as Progressive Field.
I swear, it used to be called Jacoby Field.
Jacoby Ellsbury wasn't that
No, I'm being... Fields. Dude, dead ass. It was called Jacoby Fields.
No, they traded Justin Fields.
Like, I'm going to look it up right now, and I'm going to prove you both wrong.
Bro, watch it be a name that existed before any of us were born.
Maybe it was the name of the stadium he made on MLB The Show.
No, it's not.
Jacoby Field?
What do you swear, bro? It's always...
No!
It popped up. What'd it say?
Who's... Is that Jacoby Fields, bro? Dude, okay, this is...
That looks like flight.
No, bro, swear, look. I'm going to pull it up right now.
I don't believe this guy. Your whole life it's been Progressive Field, yes?
Sure, that sounds way more accurate.
Jacobs Field, there we go.
Oh, sorry, who's Jacob?
I don't know who Jacob is, but they gave him the field.
Nope, it's Progressive.
Ugh. Anywho.
But yes, then it's a free day, so we get to do fun activities in Cleveland, whatever that is.
You know what I really want to check out is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's like the only thing worth.
No, bro, I know it's Ohio, but there's got to be something else.
LeBron's house.
Akron? We're going to go to, we can watch Ducks. Isn't that a team, the Akron Ducks? Swear, it's like the minor league team for the Indians.
The Ducks? The Ducks are right over there.
No, they're like, it's like the Akron Ducks or some shit.
Anaheim.
Jesus.
I don't know where this guy is getting all this stuff, bro. But yes, I believe you're correct. The Akron Rubber Ducks. It's a minor league team.
Rubber Ducks, there it is.
That's the real thing, though?
Yeah.
Swear.
The Rubber Ducks.
You know how I know? Because in MLB
The Show. Favorite team, minor league team.
That's, in MLB
that's
The Show?
Your favorite?
No, Cisco's from
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The duck.
Yeah, the Akron Rubber Ducks.
That's what I was thinking of, damn it.
Check it out. There they are.
The Rubber Ducks.
The Rubber Ducks. A giveaway of a rubber duck only makes sense.
Dude, what is this YouTube poop mix? I could not tell what song it was. There's like four of them playing.
I don't know, but then we'll have that free day. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is like the only probably guaranteed thing we'll do as of now because I don't know what else to do. And then I really want to go because did you see who they're inducting into the class this year?
For the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Who?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
You thought they would have had him in that.
And Cher.
That's the only song I know.
Yeah. That's the only thing we know.
Oh, man.
It looks like a hairless Verlander.
Bro, that rain looks hard.
Yeah, how bad is it raining? Sorry, I know it's really loud right now, everybody. Like, extremely loud. Okay.
I don't think it's that. You know what? I'm going to be the weatherman. I'm going to go take a look.
All right, Bobo, go ahead and... I was gonna say, let me get your mic. Okay, it's so far, guys, it's not really that wet. It just looks worse on TV. Trust me, guys. It's about the same when we're standing. What are you feeling out there?
It's the exact same. I was letting the people know nothing is different. I think the big old infrastructure right next to us is currently blocking all the witness.
Maybe if it's coming from that side of your side.
Yeah, because I understand what you're saying. I saw that shot on the big screen. It looked like it was pouring.
Yeah, it did.
So, I don't know. But yeah, then after our free day in Cleveland, we will be seeing a Guardians game.
I know, and I'm very excited. I am super excited, guys.
Stadium number what for you?
That'll be number 25?
Y'all better show up and show love to these boys, man.
That's how many stadiums do you have?
I got 15. I'm halfway. 15.
Damn, bitch.
And I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I still want to finish all of them this year. And I would love for one person to go to at least every single one. But Tampa, D.C., Baltimore.
Now Cleveland.
Cincy, Minnesota. Yeah, Cleveland, we're good. We're locked in.
Seattle?
I haven't vlogged at Seattle, but I've been to Seattle.
I haven't been. We got to go there.
It's true. You haven't been to Oakland either.
No, sir. Yeah. I kind of want to join you for that little side mission right there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Day trip. It'll be easy. But, yeah, then that matchup is Guardians v. Cubs, so that's cool. It's a 2016 World Series rematch.
Gotta love it.
So if we're seeing, if we land on the 9th, 10th, 3 days, 11th, so the 12th. We're seeing the game on the 12th.
And then we're jetting right back on the 13th.
13th, we fly home.
Is there, like, Cleveland food? Like,
yeah, is there, like, if you're a Clevelandite,
if you are an Ohioan,
if you're a part of the myth, then...
If you're on the patch of dirt.
Yeah. Then let us know. Are there, like, trademark foods that you're supposed to get when you're in Cleveland?
I feel like the trademark food for Ohio is, like, a jar of mayonnaise. That's it.
I would say Skyline Chili, but I think that's more of a Cincinnati thing.
You don't want to confuse them.
Do they not mess?
I don't know.
Are Cincinnati and Cleveland... do they hate each other?
Let us know the inside scoop.
So, like, of course, I said, this guy, Suarez, is currently acing us right now.
Yeah.
34-year-old, spent how many years in this league? 7, you said?
He hasn't pitched in the big leagues in 7 years.
What the hell?
What?
And he's currently making us look like idiots.
He's holding us down.
Yep.
Tell him to get up.
And... you guys will hear from us in like 2 seconds, but this is going to take me like a minute because our battery's about to die in this camera. So, quick switch now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is the top of the 5th, I believe. Mm-hmm. So far, we have 2 outs. How are you guys feeling?
I mean, dude.
It's going by fast.
I can't believe. Hey, wait, 2-0. I know I was shocked earlier it was 2-0, but I thought it wasn't 2-0.
It went through. Jeez. It went right through.
Jeez. Yeah, it's 2-0 now. I thought it was only going to be 2-0 if that double play didn't get turned, that, you know, we challenged and overturned.
Yep.
So I don't know where this other 2 came from.
I see 1 run in the 2nd and 1 in the 3rd. I'm trying to remember what it was.
I'm not sure. But, yeah, this game is flying. When he just said right now that it's the 5th inning, that shocked me. This game has very little offense. And when that happens, when it's just out, it typically flies by.
Yeah.
Especially with the new rules. And, oh, no.
Dude, again? No.
Please don't. I can't see. Well, now it is 3-0.
Well, shit.
Yeah. Cool. Looking like we're still not going to see a win.
Thanks a lot, Adley.
I don't think I know a single person that has seen an Angels win this year.
No. Well, maybe Cap?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't think he has. Cap would have also been here tonight, but he was only going to show up if Jackson Holliday was in the lineup. So he didn't show up.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he already bought the tickets that I'm going with tomorrow. So he'll be here tomorrow for sure, which will have already happened by the time you guys see this or hear this.
And again, you said he's going to leave early?
No, I told him you don't leave early with me. I never leave a ball game early.
No.
So we'll be at this ball game the entirety of it. You never know what kind of crazy comeback could possibly happen.
We've seen it before.
On his birthday, came back against the Mariners, 9th inning, 7 runs.
Whole time, Andy screaming, scoreboard, scoreboard.
I remember that.
Yeah. A lot of us were there that day.
I was going to say, weren't you there, but sitting there?
Yeah. It was a hectic game, and we're not out of this one. Only 3-0. We can make this.
I think we can come back. If not, it'll be like opening day again. They'll tickle our balls a bit. We'll come back, and then we'll lose by 1.
My goodness. Here, Art's got the Lakers game on for us. LeBron.
Is that a Euro step?
Was attempted. He missed it. Foul, though? No foul. Lakers playoffs in general for basketball. Who do you think is winning the entire thing?
The Nuggets are going to beat the Celtics. In the finals.
I want the Lakers to win, obviously. But the Nuggets are our daddy. They pretty much have owned us for the past 2 years. Oh, Logan Ohapi up to bat right now.
Logan, he's
back. Oh, we're doing our light trick.
Love it.
That really didn't show on camera, but they like flickered the stadium lights.
It got briefly dim right here.
And after these at-bats, we'll make a cut here, and then we'll pick it up at the end of the game. Hope you guys have been enjoying Off the Field podcast here throughout a baseball game.
We appreciate you guys for tuning in and staying with us.
Who else does this, bro?
No one else does this.
Nobody. Go ahead.
Hospital, barbershop.
You got it. You got it.
Car.
Now stadium.
Baseball game.
Stadium.
Baseball stadium.
What would you like to see next? Tell everybody.
Yeah. Where would you like to see the Off the Field podcast go?
On a flight.
Dude, that actually could be. We could probably pull that off.
I mean, we'd have to buy like the entire two rows to not bother anybody.
No. Go to sleep. We're doing it full in the exit row. Nobody can tell us the damn
thing. It would be set up the tripod in the exit row.
Sir, you need to be seated.
I'm doing a podcast.
Can you tell the turbulence to calm down?
Excuse me.
Up my video.
Tell the pilot not to move anymore.
Jesus. My goodness. You know, with flights and airports and everything, I'm really starting to think I should get TSA pre-check. I don't think any of us have it.
I do.
Of course you do.
I got it right before going to Monaco.
Damn, that is sick.
Oh, dude, it's so awesome.
Is it worth it?
It is, but it's not.
What do you mean?
It's an exclusive line. In other words, it takes forever sometimes. But it is quicker.
Yeah.
You just don't take off your things. That's the only difference. You just walk through.
I'm debating on getting that.
I would.
And I need to switch to a travel card for credit card. I can't believe I haven't done that yet.
Travel card?
Yeah, so you get like travel points.
You rack up points.
Oh, yeah.
And then essentially your flight might be free.
I need to do that with, there's a really good one with Delta and American Express.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you a lot of points.
Yeah. I don't know why I haven't. I've had just a regular old credit card my whole life, and the points get me like gift cards to Apple or a gift card to like, I don't know, some Sephora.
I love how you get a gift card to Apple and you're like a Samsung boy, like,
yeah,
so man.
Neither of those are really worth it. So I need like a Capital One Venture card or something like that.
It's a Capital One Venture card.
And you don't have one either, right? You travel all the time.
Straight cash, homie.
Yeah, let's pull up to the bank, bro. Just demand one.
Just pulls up with all the yen that's left over. Yeah, I just got this brick left over. Oh, right, that sounded hard.
It's going to be caught. Yeah. Man, this is not looking good for the Angels.
I was hoping he let go of it.
Maybe they're allergic to the podcast. Maybe once we take this break until the ninth inning, then we'll score.
You're going to see right now. Neto's going to get on. We're going to keep it coming.
Literally. They're just literally going to go crazy as soon as we take our break. I just feel it. I feel it.
Absolutely ballistic.
You know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling this jacket.
It's feeling nice, though.
I love this jacket.
It's nice.
Looks cozy. It looks warm.
Got this for the audio listeners. It's like a bomber Letterman jacket,
cream,
I guess.
Cream jacket.
It's like our City Connect. Got it at the MLB NYC store. And I went in there. I was like, man, do I walk out of here not getting that jacket? And Cowboy Jeff said, you got to get the jacket.
What'd you do?
I got the jacket.
He got the jacket, guys.
And you'll see us all fitted up for the off-the-field post of this episode.
Of course.
Man, I just really want to see something happen here. Neto, down the line. Yes, sir.
Oh, we love that.
Neto,
easy
super
double. Sick. Go two.
Oh, he lost his helmet.
He gets an in-and-out double for me.
Yeah?
If he responds.
We need him on the pod. We need Zach Neto on Off the Field Pod.
We need Zach Neto on the pod. We need Miguel Sano to respond to Captain America so he can dye his hair.
No. Miguel Sano.
Wasn't it Miguel Sano?
First of all, these were Rays players.
Oh, that's right. Randy. I'm so dumb.
Randy Arozarena.
Randy Arozarena. You got to respond to our boy Cap. He needs to dye his hair. He needs
I tagged
to do something.
Randy.
I tagged him. Did you tag him?
I made the post.
He made it. I tagged him.
Yeah, I really wanted to see Cap with blue hair, but apparently Randy Arozarena did not.
He's just shaking his little cowboy boots. Can't fathom that.
I did see one comment that said, I represent Randy Arozarena, and I want to see Cap with blue hair. That was a good one. That was a good comment.
That's a pretty good one.
And that's the third out. And my boy Mike Trout, my home run pick, will be leading off the next inning.
And then mine will be following right after.
You know what? We'll go for one more inning since our home run picks are leading off the next inning.
Oh.
We got, what, early 2000s right here?
Dude, this is like,
this is
90s Spanish rock.
Okay. I can't wait for next week's episode, speaking of songs and genres, where I have songs for almost the whole softball crew made by AI. Art has seen a plethora of them.
I've seen a good amount of them already.
What has AI not done that it will do eventually?
Take your job. It'll create
It just made songs.
That's going to make a human that looks like you and going to take your job.
Did you see the clip of that somebody asking the AI robot, when will AI build itself? And the AI said, never or a really long time from now. Once AI can make AI itself, then there is no need for humans. So,
yeah.
Probably I won't be here.
You know what? I don't think we're going to be here by that time.
I hope not.
That'd be a scary, dude, that'd be a scary ass future. That'd be like I Am Legend or I Am Robot.
What's that movie with those robots?
I Robot.
With Will Smith, right? Where he wears the Converse?
No, I was talking about those weird people that were at SoFi. Those robots.
Huh? What?
You remember
yes. I forget the robot's name. The one that's real, not the movie. There's like one girl AI robot that exists out there. One out here to start the sixth.
What a good pick.
Hey, I look like Cap out there.
All right.
Great pick.
All right.
By Schwannell. Okay, again.
Shanwell.
I was about to ask. I feel like I butcher his name all the time.
I need to get on the field with Tony T, but. Oh, hey.
Pac-Man.
The Angels Spirit Squad girls just walked right by us.
The Pac girls, if you will.
Yes. For the Pac-Man race. We are sponsored by the Namco, which makes Pac-Man, I think.
Yeah, they do. They own it.
But I need to get down on the field with Tony T again. I haven't seen that guy, Tony Todd, in a long time. I believe since the Gold Glove Awards.
I was about to say, it's been a hot minute, hasn't it?
Yeah, and there's a lot of things on the field I want to do. I want to show Ron Washington my shirt with his quote.
Dude, he had to sign that.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Oh, that's going out to Adele, and he's going to catch it?
You believe so. Yep, it is caught.
Beautiful.
What else? Shanwell, as you know on the podcast, somebody who apparently is a family friend of Shanwell sent that photo from my Instagram signed by Shanwell.
Oh, shit.
So I want to get that photo, or show him that photo, hold up the photo, take another photo holding the photo, and then print out the photo of the us holding a photo with the photo.
And have him sign that photo.
Yeah, and then keep doing it. And then ask Neto in person if he wants to be on the pod.
That'd be sick.
So got to get down there with Tony Todd. Where's he been? He's basically been the traveling hype man of UC Irvine.
Gotta love it, guys. He's full of energy, good vibes. I mean,
I can't get him. Hello?
Yeah, I felt that one. That's in the air. It is falling directly down.
When you said you felt that one, what were you talking about?
The water droplet.
Okay, yeah, big ass water droplet.
That hit, bro.
Dude, that fell right on my head. Inflatable tube man, Cam. Put it over here.
Art,
it over
give
here.
Give us your best inflatable man, inflatable tube man.
Look at that. Inflatable flailing arm tube man. Put it up here. Where's the camera?
Wait, there's one right here.
Where's the camera?
There's one right here. Bring the camera.
Right here. There's an Angel.
Look at that. It looks like it's pouring over there.
It does look like it's pouring on the big screen. There's an Angel security camera right here.
Yeah.
Right there. Right there.
Oh.
Come on. Put it up. Put it up. We're going to keep doing this until it's over. They're doing inflatable flailing arm two-man cam. Come on, I got a cool jacket on today. As you can see, Art is still very focused on the Lakers game.
It did not get us.
Oh, my God. Did they end it?
Hey.
I think they ended it.
Hey.
Damn. All right, well.
I got to ask Art, how was it seeing this song live?
Oh, bro, I remember you were on C. You were in the C. I messaged you. I called you in FaceTime. Oh, this was the best concert I've ever been to, bro.
You would say Bad Bunny is the best concert you've ever stepped foot in?
Yeah, I don't think no one's gonna top that one.
Never.
No. I still have the visuals in my head stuck right here.
And hey, if I'm not mistaken, you said it yourself that Petco was shaking, wasn't it?
Oh, Petco was on fire, bro.
That sounds like a fire hazard.
Talking
if I ever
about Mexicali when you go that down south.
Oh yeah, so, without a doubt.
Mexicali. Never been there.
I've never been. Wait, I have a couple times.
I have not, but. You go that far down south, the culture down there. Look at the uniforms of the Padres, the City Connects.
Lit.
They're all inspired.
Awesome.
And now, Mike Trout is about to lead off, my home run pick. Hopefully he's about to get us back in this game.
Let's do it.
Because, wow, our offense has been terrible. Tonight, the whole road trip we just had, the series against Tampa was devastating pretty much every single game. Come on, Michael. We can do this. Mike, where?
Trout.
He's walked by a couple times. I saw him. It's like a Viking beard.
What?
Like braided Viking.
Oh, braided.
Yeah. Come on, Mike. We need you. Lead us off with something amazing. How about back-to-back home runs to tie the game?
Back-to-back.
To back.
Oh, is that the Joker?
That was the joke.
Mobo's looking at the stream that Art has pulled up for us of the Lakers Nuggets.
And if anybody is curious, it is currently 42-37.
Come on, Lakers. Are we up?
Yeah,
yes, we are. Yes, we are. And we are in Denver. So was that us that just shot it? Yes, it was. Let's go.
Now, I got to ask, you guys being basketball fans, understanding the game, the concept very well. Now, I just watched The Last Dance not too long ago. I got to ask, did a lot of basketball teams after the 90s Bulls adopt that triangle playing aspect?
Nah, it was just the Lakers. Bill Jackson.
The Lakers?
Yeah, Bill Jackson.
That's the coach of the Bulls who eventually went to the Lakers and won three again with Shaq. Kobe.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was. I didn't know he went to the Lakers after.
That in the 2000s, late 2000s with Kobe and Powell.
Yeah.
Damn.
Bill Jackson, GOAT coach. Maybe the greatest coach of all time?
Yeah, I would say
all
so.
Time? Yeah.
What does he do? We need. Why don't we get Phil Jackson to coach the Angels with Ron Washington?
Oh, in Switch Sports?
Dude, it'll work.
The Sandmaster.
Michael Jordan did it for a year, kind of.
He did.
Oh!
Bo Jackson, ball. And Deion Sanders.
All right, hold on. Let's lock in. Let's focus up. Mike Trout, full count right now.
I'm locking in right now.
Okay, the game's over there.
I'm looking at the QR code.
The game's over there. All right, come on, Michael.
Let's do it.
Foul ball. Off the net. Mobo brought this up earlier. The netting that you see here. How far do you remember going when you were a kid?
There was no net.
No net at all,
there
right?
There was no net. No, it was free for all.
I remember going like halfway down the dugout, and that was it. So if you were like past that, you're screwed.
It was only like right behind home plate. Like...
Yeah. Did he walk? Yes, he did.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in the bullpen for the Orioles, number 53, Mike Bauman. Hopefully he comes in the game to give up some runs.
Hope so. Let's see. What's his ERA? 3.8.
Hey, because you're right now, he is currently their pitcher is currently spanking us. Suarez is throwing it down.
Bending us over the knee, pulling the pan down, and just...
Leaving us red.
Spanking us red on the cheeks.
Just leaving us red, dog.
Now, I don't know if that's... him or our lack of offense? Because like I said, the whole road trip, the offense was horrendous.
It's got to be both.
It's a mix of both. It's a mix of both for sure.
Without a doubt.
Hopefully your home run pick will come through. And, what the hell was that? Trout on the move? No. Oh, foul ball. Gotcha. All right.
Everybody clap your hands.
Do you feel it? Do you feel like you're at the game?
Come on, guys.
Do you feel it? All right. Come on now. Please. Put up some runs before we take our break right here. Come on.
Come on, Ward. Let me see that home run.
Ball high.
Let me get my home run in.
That's another full count.
You know what? This one's going to go out.
He's at 82 pitches.
It's going to go out left field. It's going to end up in the Trout farm.
I hope so. Come on. Need that offense to get hot again. Foul. Trout, go back. That's like me in softball. When we play... You're allowed to take your lead or your steal, I guess, when the ball from our pitcher is released out of the hand. That's how we play.
Just run at anything, on anything.
So a lot of people at softball like to just go full sprint, ruining any chance for a double play.
Me?
Yeah, where'd that go? Did it go right back to the pitcher?
No.
Yeah, it did, okay. Liner?
Yeah.
Nah.
They got doubled up?
Yeah.
Doubled up. That's insane.
That's why you don't go.
That's why you don't take off.
That's exactly why you don't.
But where I was trying to lead with that is I do it because people do it at softball all the time. But when I do it, I have somebody behind me who either doesn't swing or fouls it off so much. So I run all the way there. Then I'm like, and then sometimes I don't even make it all the way back.
But, I just say halfway from now on.
Yeah. It's very weird. I'm trying to think who the most annoying people to have batting behind me for that situation is.
Jeff
is up there. Chartreuse is up there.
I want to say Cap, but I feel like he gets on.
No, Cap's good. Cap is fine.
Cap's good with it.
But there's some people you don't want in front of you because you're going to unhitch the trailer and somebody's hauling six trailers.
I could have had a triple, but someone was in front of me, so I only went a double.
Do you want to out them?
No.
No. Are we friends with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Cap?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We know.
Somebody recently messed up base running. And Cap was on second.
And now we get a hit. After that dumb double play.
All right, Miguel Sano. Getting us on, bro.
Oh, my goodness. This is... I don't know who this is. But they...
My left knee is starting to hurt.
Neto?
Neto's the ninth batter.
No.
Mojave?
No.
Yeah. Moniak?
No, second baseman. New guy.
He's batting eight.
Moniak. Damn it.
Way off.
Yeah.
Oh, they're taking out the starting pitcher.
Ah, boo. Boo that crowd.
All right.
Boo the sea of orange that's over there.
Well, while he gets taken out of the game, we are going to hit a little break right now. And then, like I said, we'll pick up the podcast for the end of the game, let you know how everything went, the results.
We'll get the three outs for sure.
Huh?
We'll probably come back for the three outs for sure.
You mean the three runs?
The three outs, like the last three outs
of
the game.
Yes, the three outs. Yes, the last three outs of the game, yes.
It has been an hour since we have seen the camera, and you guys, it was like a couple seconds.
Yeah.
But we're in the bottom of the ninth. Oh, did Joe Adell just get hit?
I think he got plunked.
I think he did.
Look, here are the boos.
Yep, he's taking his stuff off. All right.
That's we a good like start. That.
So here's what's happened. We last saw you, it was 3-0. It is currently 4-2.
So see, they got the better of us by one run. But
yeah.
It's a Hoppy who teased us last time on opening day with the game tying grand slam.
Maybe. That being said, though, Joe, that just got hit a moonshot to what, center?
Right,
never mind.
Yeah, right field. You didn't see it.
I want to go pee.
Yeah. Basically, anytime Mobo hasn't watched the Angels bat, we scored.
You know what? It's funny. I almost stayed on that side because I was thinking to myself, I'm going to ruin this team's chance of winning, and I did.
He went to the bathroom. Joe Adell hit a home run. Then another run came in on like,
oh, is that going to drop? Boot! Yeah, baby! We blooped it!
All right.
It's a bloop.
All right, here we go. 4-2. The first two are on in the ninth. This would be an epic end to the pod right now if we can get a walk-off win. That would be amazing. If I'm ever looking this way, I'm looking at the replay, by the way.
Oh, my God. Beautiful piece of hitting by Hoppy.
More like lucky.
I mean,
lucky piece of hitting.
It blooped.
We'll take it. But anyways, we're a good start right here, down by two. Like I said, both of those runs we scored were when Mobo was in the bathroom. And as soon as he came back, we had runners on first and second, no outs. He came back, double play, and then third out.
Now that being said, our rookie is up.
It is. Adrianza.
Adrianza. Ethier?
And no, if there's anybody that knows a thing or two about Craig Kimbrell blowing saves, Arturo.
Arturo over here. Come on, get over here.
You remember when Craig Kimbrell was a Dodger, right?
He's the worst reliever we've ever had. Even my mom says so. She doesn't even watch baseball.
Remember how many saves he blew for the Dodgers?
How many count them?
I lost count.
How about he blows one for the Orioles right now?
I
shouldn't have.
Dude!
Yes.
He's supporting the Angels. It's an Angel shirt underneath. Look at the red. Look at the red.
Look at that. Did you guys see that?
It's a red shirt.
Nah, what's underneath? What are you hiding?
Red, homie.
Look at that. This guy's a liar.
Dude, you're not naked on that. Right. You have red on.
It's our guy who just got called up. Adrianza. That's a strike.
That thing was lasered, my boy.
How fast was that? 92.
That. All right. It looked faster than it was.
Yeah, so obviously the Orioles also added on a run during that break, but it was only one.
Yeah.
And we're set up so nice for this podcast to end in such an amazing way right now.
Like even just a base hit is perfect for us.
It is, it's score. Oh wait, he got the third.
He did?
I don't know how that happened. Oh, we're gonna call in our intel guy. Rivas!
Move, get out of the way.
We have a question.
Rivas, right now.
How'd he get to third?
Stole base.
Oh!
Stolen base?
Stole it. Stole that. Now, he's our eight batter.
Yeah, he's our eight because Neto is after
Neto's
him.
Neto's nine.
And then we get it cracking again.
Although, I know we're like 400 feet away, but if I'm correct, my eyes see a pinch hitter in the on-deck circle. That looks like a lefty. That does not look like the on-deck circle's over there.
No, I know. I'm just trying to see who it could be. I'm trying to see if they put anything up on the boards.
No, not over there. Security is blocking our view. I'm currently looking through the shoulders of two security guards.
Oh yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go. Come on.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it, boys. Let's get it, boys.
That's down low.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you.
Come on now.
Bye.
Come on now. This last part of the podcast is just basically rally. Yeah.
Adios.
The security guards move. Well, I don't know why it keeps happening. It was the paramedic standing right in front of us earlier.
And then now two security guards. Like,
yeah, literally two security guards. We're just like, yeah, we're going to block this view. All right, 2-2.
Forgetting you're like 6-7.
Come on. You've blown so many saves before, Craig Kimbrell. We just want to end this podcast with a win. Fudge.
He swung out of his shoes on that one.
Swung and missed. Art's laughing off to the side right now.
Hey!
Now it's going to be Zach Neto. Hopefully things change. And let's see.
I'm going to... Man, Gifo.
Oh, it's Gifo off the bench.
It's
okay. A potential Dodger that ended up not being a Dodger, thanks to Artie Moreno not wanting to trade him.
Yep.
But also some breaking news that I've known about for a while, but I mean, I'll tell you guys now. I will be at the Savannah Bananas game in Fresno in 2 weeks. That's right. I will be there, Fresno, Savannah Bananas. I'll be returning. I've already seen him once.
I got to ask real quick. Anybody from softball going, possibly?
I am trying to figure it out, man. I have asked so many people. Looking like Chartreuse is lined up.
Ooh. It's
looking good there.
We'll see.
But out of the, you know, like 10 others I've asked, nobody seems to want to take a free ticket.
All you got to do is sit in the car for 5 hours.
That's it. It's up and down the same day. That's it. And it's in an electric car, which is like a third of the price of all other cars.
You could,
in gas.
You could spend an arm and a leg and fly there, and you'll be there in what, like 40 minutes, an hour?
Yeah, but I don't want to spend like $200 to go whee! To go up and down. It's like a flight to Vegas.
But that's sick, though.
A flight to Vegas for $200?
40 minutes, though, as opposed to a 6-hour car ride?
For $200.
40 minutes?
For $200.
40 minutes,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, no, I'm all right. If you want to charge me $40 for your 40-minute flight, then sure.
You know what? That'd be a hell of a steal, I'll tell you that.
You can come in. I thought this would happen. So, how you doing?
What's up, man? What's up, man? Hey, I love the grills, baby. Hey, so get it real quick.
Come in.
So Set me up.
Do you know our podcast?
What's up, man?
Off the Field. So we're doing it live at a game.
This is the first ever Off the Field podcast at a game. How are we feeling, man?
So we have two fans. What's your name?
Hearts beat here.
What's your name?
Julian.
What's your name?
Eric.
Julian?
Eric? Yeah.
Julian.
King Julian?
Oh, I cannot move it. King Julian, I cannot move it anymore.
But what are you wearing? You got an Angels hat on. Hey, Art. Look what he's got on.
He's fighting on.
I already told him, I swear.
Yeah. Is your baseball team the Angels?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what does Art got on? Art's got USC socks on.
I don't see no stamp on it. They ain't stance.
So how long you guys been watching? How long you guys fans?
Since I was born.
Yeah. How old are you?
13. 15. Just 13.
Damn, before we started?
Ain't no way.
I started softball when I was 16. I feel old as shit now.
We're ending the podcast basically with the end of the game. So 3-1 to Rengifo right now.
You better get a hit.
What do you guys, hold on, first of all, what do you guys think of the game so far? Good, bad? I mean, I think we're doing pretty
good. It's a good game.
Yeah, it's an exciting game.
It is exciting. I think we could have been better offensively by a long shot.
Yeah.
All I know is Rengifo better be taken right here.
Yo, real shit.
You want the bases loaded right now. Oh, he took off.
Yes!
Let's go!
Ah!
Come on.
Yes!
Come on. Bases loaded. Who's up? Top of the lineup.
Oh, yeah.
Shanwell.
Oh, yeah. Shanwell. One out.
Shanwell is very good at making contact.
We need a base hit.
I'll take it.
Base it up the middle.
Down by two.
Base it up the middle? All right.
That's what we need right now. If you can get to Mike Trout, that's all you got to do. Just do not hit it on the ground. Mike Trout is on deck, my guy.
Come on.
Up the middle.
Please.
Oh, yeah. It's about to be pretty.
My goodness.
Good on.
You guys are the first fans that found us also during this whole podcast.
I thought you were sitting over there.
So we were, but it's easier for the pod to not hold the camera. Yeah.
So we did this innings 1-6. We took a break, and we cut right back here to the ninth as we're down 4-2. Uh-huh. And this is where we're at right now. I think the podcast so far is like an hour and 20 minutes, probably.
I think an hour 30. Maybe. I swear, we maxed it out. Maybe.
We just started again.
Oh.
So 1-6 took like an hour. Oh. So let's see. Come on, Chip.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh. We need this. Ooh. Kimbrel blows saves. That's his thing, bro. Come on. That's down low.
Dude, that was...
That's at his ankles.
Ballsy.
Ballsy.
Straight ankles.
It looked low from here. Kangle. I know we're 400 feet
right
away.
There, right there.
What?
Dude, that was low. That was outside the box. What are we doing, Blue? What are we doing?
We got Angel Hernandez.
Angel, oh, my God. Man.
He swung at that.
Hey, this is... Depending on what happens with Shanwell, if Trout gets up there, this is a chance for you to beat the allegations. People say you're not clutch. Okay?
Yeah.
This is a chance for you to prove them wrong if you can get in that box. Please.
Let's go.
Come on. 1-2. Shanwell is like known for making contact.
Base it up the middle. Base it up the middle from Julian. Come on. Let's make it happen.
We're just waiting for this to happen at this point. Oh. In the air. Oh. No, it's infield.
Oh.
That won't even bring in a run. Oh, my God. Well, it's going to be up to the man who they...
We
love Mike. Everyone says he doesn't come through in the clutch anymore. You can prove him wrong tonight.
Do you think Trout can be clutch?
We need this.
He's going to get it, right?
Yeah.
Do you think he comes through?
Yeah.
He
always comes through.
Do you think he comes through?
Yes. He's Mike Trout. He's my home run pick for tonight.
He's Michael, bro. He's like
Michael.
Nelson.
Nelson Michael. Trout.
Nelson, dog.
Oh! This is what we live for!
Come on. Base is loaded. Down by two. He took. It's a strike.
Damn it.
Yeah, that. Dude, oh, my God, that was right there. We have a team.
They always give it to him first pitch because they know he's not going to take it.
Yeah, but Trout's like, Mr. I don't swing first pitch.
If he gets a hit, I'm streaking the field.
You heard it from Eric? Eric? Eric first. You heard it from Eric. Strike again. No, ball inside. We have a. If I'm ever looking that way, it's because there's a TV over there.
Let's go, Angels!
If I'm looking that way, the big screen's over there.
Let's go, Angels!
Come on. Come on.
Let's go, Angels!
Let's see?
Oh, shit.
And no. Where is that? Oh!
That was questionable, though.
Oh, my God. You would put this in the most nervous spot, Mike Trout. 1-2.
With
two outs. Down by two.
Let's go, Mike.
Come on, Mike.
This will be such a cool ending for the game in general and the pod. Come on.
We believe in you, Mike.
Please. Don't do it, Kimbrel. Don't do it. Don't tell me you...
Oh,
my God.
No!
Looking? Mike Trout struck out looking. That's how the game ended. Shut up. You bought the other one.
You guys lost again.
Rabbit to eat bait.
This is the second time this year where we could have won the game on a home run.
0-2.
Last batter struck out looking. Sano last time. Back to that game for me. Sano struck out looking the last time I was here. And now Trout, out of all people, strikes out looking.
Has bad luck.
Did Trout even swing in that at bat? Did he swing? At all?
Check swing, I think. Maybe.
You go up there with the game on the line, you don't swing the bat? What are we doing? Oh, my God. Well,
it was a ball.
Man, it looked like a ball. The blue was blind.
Well, still none of us have seen the Angels win so far this season. So
this is a crappy way to end it.
Yeah, this is not how I wanted the podcast to end.
Not at all.
If you made it to the end of this one, then remember we post the audio Thursdays at 2 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, the videos go up Fridays at 2 p.m. on YouTube. Please have your notification bells up and like, share, subscribe, tell everybody you know, because we're just going to keep pumping them out. You let us know, we're going to keep rocking.
From a car to a stadium to a hospital to a hair salon.
Who knows what's
next?
We'll
take it anywhere. We'll be back in the studio next episode with a ton of custom-made AI songs and celebrating Mobo's birthday. Hopefully next time I show up here, the Angels will actually win a damn game.
Hopefully we can at least win.
Final update?
We're on ahead of 3.
And what's the time?
86-81.
Uh-huh.
6 minutes left.
Lakers looking like they might win this. It's a close game, but hopefully they hang on. Thank you for hanging on if you made it to the end of this one. And we'll see you in episode number 66.
Later, guys.